Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A 19-year-old suspect in the December killing of a Lacta Flambeau man has been taken into custody in Winnebago County. James Lucier is one of five people investigators accuse of being involved in the shooting of a man in Iron County. Lucier was arrested in Oshkosh about 1 week after an arrest warrant in his name had been issued. He had tried to turn himself in earlier this month in Vilas County, but wound up leaving before surrendering to deputies. All five suspects are in custody. Wayne Valliard Jr. was shot to death in late December, with his body found on New Year's Day. The need to recruit more hunters begins with hunters teaching the craft. Keith Warnke is DNR Hunting and Shooting Sports Coordinator. He says those planning their own spring hunt outings can be among the most effective mentors for those interested in learning about safe and effective hunting and its role in conservation and harvesting healthy foods.
It allows a sponsoring organization to waive season dates and waive bag limits and license requirements so that they can teach people to hunt outside the normal dates of the season. And that frees up hunters who may be wanting to hunt during the regular season to help mentor during the out-of-season specially approved learn-to-hunts.
Warnke says many of the non-governmental agencies who partner with the DNR are involved in the program, such as conservation groups. He says the most popular training is for turkey, pheasant, and deer, but they have a program for any hunted species. Warnke says it's common to organize learn-to-hunt events for youth, but another group is often overlooked. Adults and families who have a strong appreciation for Wisconsin's resources, its wild spaces, and eating healthy. He says they need to reach new demographics.
The hunting population as a whole is getting older. The average age has gone up about 10 years in about the last 10 years. So we know that there's going to be a pretty rapid decline when the boomers begin retiring from hunting, and they probably already are. We really need to do is, before we as boomers leave or age out of hunting, we need to teach a new generation of folks who are out there and who have an interest in hunting.
Spring turkey seasons offer an excellent opportunity for novice hunters of all ages to harvest their first animal. More information is on the DNR website under the keyword LTH. Tuesday will be primary election day in Wisconsin. Ken Kroll says the ballot is light.
In most of the North Woods, not many people are expected to turn out. This election narrows a field of candidates in some races to two for the April election. The main contest is for Wisconsin Supreme Court. Three candidates will be narrowed to two for the legal nonpartisan office. Two of the candidates have openly taken political positions. Sauk County Judge Michael Skrenok has advertised his candidacy as a conservative. Madison lawyer Tim Burns has said in his advertising he supports progressive causes, while Milwaukee County Judge Rebecca Dallet says she doesn't think the nonpartisan Supreme Court position should be elected on a partisan basis at all. There's a scattering of local races. Ken Kroll reporting.
Look for a change in how recreational vehicles are licensed. The DNR announced Friday customers renewing registrations for their boat, ATV, UTV, snowmobile, or off-highway motorcycle this year will now receive renewal postcards. The postcards replace the letters that have previously been sent. Customers are encouraged to take care of their renewals well before they intend to head out on the water and trails. ATV, UTV, and off-highway motorcycle renewals received after March 31st will be assessed an additional $5 late fee. The DNR offers three ways to renew registrations. One is the Go Wild website. At the end of the online transaction, they can print a temporary operating receipt that allows for immediate legal operation of their vehicle. Customers can also visit a partnering sales agent. With payment, customers receive a temporary operating receipt that allows immediate legal operation. That option is available at the main DNR website. Customers can also mail the postcard with the DNR renewal fees to the post office box listed on the postcard. Wisconsinites have long believed in funding and maintaining public lands and access to outdoor recreation areas. Tim Morrissey reports on a budget threat to that tradition.
But the budget proposed by President Donald Trump slashes spending in these areas and essentially eliminates the Land and Water Conservation Fund. That fund is one the state has relied on heavily to help maintain public lands and access to them. Land Tawney of Backcountry Hunters and Anglers says the proposed Trump budget cuts the fund off at the knees.
In a place like Wisconsin that does have public lands, it's always important to try to make sure that you have opportunities to provide more access to those public lands, and then also provide additional funding to protect the fish and wildlife habitat and then the access that goes with that.
The budget proposal reduces the fund by 90%. I'm Tim Morrissey reporting.
Our forecast for tonight, snow and freezing rain or drizzle, new ice accumulation of around a tenth of an inch possible, new snow accumulation of less than 1 inch possible. For Tuesday, snow and freezing rain will continue, mainly in the morning, a high near 28. On Wednesday, sunshine and a high near 22. Northwoods Cafe is next. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.